Jen Dobre, Tom Torero, podcast 143, your weekly day game pickup podcast from inside the van, the mobile love machine. Today, not from the UK. Last podcast, that was in Wales. And from there, I went to Cambridgeshire and then down to Dover, crossed the English Channel to France, crossed France very quickly into Belgium, and then a little sneaky bit of the Netherlands, or Holland, or the Netherlands, whichever one you prefer. I know there's a difference. Then into Deutschland, into Germany. Some very fast roads with no speed limits. And that got me quickly across the border into Poland about an hour ago. So they let me in. The van is in Poland. I'm here, like I told you last week, to see a good friend, a top bloke who lives in Colombia, who helps me with various bits and bobs, but he's in Poland. I'm seeing him tomorrow. I'm picking up all my crap that I've kept in storage for a while from when I had an apartment here, or I tried to settle down here for a while, but it didn't go to plan. So I'm picking up some gubbins, and then the man with a van and no plan. No plans, really. It depends on the weather. It depends on girls. I'm trying to close some loops from a long time ago here in Poland. But I'm also thinking about the Baltics, the Balkans. I can take it to Ukraine, to Moldova. Not into Russia. That's complicated paperwork. But we shall see. Wherever I fancy, there I shall be going. If you want to follow the Black Sheep stuff, then wait for episode 2 of the Black Sheep Bandit. That sound you can hear in the background is a gas heater, because I can't have a fire. I'm in a public car park, just pulled over off the motorway, but I've got a gas heater on. It's nice and cozy in the van. And the coldest bit of the whole trip was in the UK. Because stupidly I left the UK just as that storm was hitting, the beast from the east, mixed with another weather front. So there was loads of snow in Wales and the Midlands, less so in Cambridge. I managed to dodge the stuff in Dover. There you go, the heat has turned off. And then into France, it was pretty mild. And Germany was very nice, and Poland, spring is in the air, he says, touching wood, crossing his fingers, crossing his toes, because van life's beautiful and cinematic in the winter. It was certainly a baptism of fire, or you could say ice. The first real night in the van, it was minus 8 degrees centigrade, minus 11 with the wind chill. That's the that was the feeling outside. So anyway, yeah, enough about the van. You're probably sick of me talking about it, but the shenanigans and what happens will be in episode 2. Today's podcast is a very practical one. Let's get back to day game. Let's get back to dating and pick up outer game techniques and tools. No philosophy or mental masturbation. Let's keep it real. Ideal if you're beginner and intermediate. If you're advanced, maybe you've got your own waypoints. That's the topic of today. Day game sat nav. Inspired by all the driving I've been doing and the lovely sounds of the female voice guiding me here on SatNav, but also an email from 4 days ago from a guy called Stefan, maybe German. He says, how to know what part of the London day game model I'm in? I mean, when is stacking finished and when is vibing begins? Maybe not German. English is a bit dodgy. He says, when to do investment? Are there clear signals to move gears, as we say? Good question. I hope you understand it. So what are the waypoints? What are the markers? How do you know when to shift from one section of the London day game model to the other? Just like the sat-nav helps you, tells you when to turn, what's up ahead, it tells you the route, the quickest time, etc., etc. That's what we can sort out today. So get yourself a piece of paper and a pen, sharpen your pencil, and jot these down. I hope by now you know the London day game model. But remember, this is just a map, like the sat-nav. It's not the territory. So the sat-nav can send you down the wrong way. You can crash if you're just looking at the sat-nav. You have to look up, okay? Day game is an art. Pickup arts, not the pickup science, not the pickup maths. So it's fluid, it's three-dimensional. The model is 2D. Real life and girls and the weather and situations is 3D. But first of all, we need to critically say what is the origin of the London day game model. Because you think, well, this is just a day game model. It's completely different from nightclubs or Tinder, lounge bars. This just magically appeared. Well, no, it didn't. I was there right from the start. And the London day game model, used to be called the Day Game Blueprint, the first version, was a direct modification with very little tweaks from, drumroll please, the Mystery Method. And I've said at least 10 times on different videos, if you're into pickup, if you're into game, if you're into day game, you should have read the book or get the audiobook, The Mystery Method by Mystery, co-written by a clever chap called Lovedrop, who put in the evolutionary biology and worked out what Mystery was doing in field and helped him put it down. The Mystery Method model is the London day game model. The London day game model, after applying it and seeing students in field and tweaking it over the years, is a daytime modification, because obviously we're not approaching big groups, we're not dealing with cock blocks unless it's a two set, we're not opening indirect. This is the crucial point. But first, let's go through, just for 5 minutes, the Mystery Method. Because Stefan asks, what are the waypoints? Well, over 10 years ago, Mystery and Lovedrop wrote it all down. It's in the book. They tell you the different phases and when to shift between the two, between the phases. And you can't go wrong. You could say it's overly complicated and it gets you in your head a little bit, but let's just take the key elements and the key elements of the London day game model so you can jot down when to shift phases, if that makes sense. Okay, the Mystery Method is called the M3 model because there's three parts to it. And whether you're doing Tinder or bars and clubs or daytime or whatever, or a co-worker, crucially somebody you know, okay, a warm approach. Not your sister, not a member of the family, but you know, a warm, toasty sheep on a cold winter's night. You're going to go through three phases. You can't do them in the wrong order. And all seductions that have worked well, i.e. P and V, have gone through these three phases. It's fluid. Sometimes one lasts longer than the other. But these are the phases. Phase one is attraction. And in the Mystery Method, that's broken down into A1, A2, A3, which I shall go through. Then you move into comfort, which Mystery breaks down into C1, C2, C3. And finally, seduction, S1, S2, S3. So remember, disclaimer, flashing lights. Mystery Method is for big groups with males in the group. Your target, the hot girl, she's embedded in the group, so you have to do other things, and it's for flashy, loud nightclubs. So A1 is the open. The man approaches the set, runs the opener, and gets the group comfortable. That's the social hook point. It's an indirect opener. Moving into A2, where the pickup artist spots a female IOI. So the target gives him an IOI after he's demonstrated higher value and simultaneously showing some disinterest. So that's push-pull. And once he's got that female IOI, you move into A3, which is male to female interest. The pickup artist baits the girl to become more invested in the interaction, and then he rewards her with male IOIs. Then you shift into comfort. Once attraction's done, remember, what's the point of attraction? Just to get compliance, to get her giggling, flashing you those lovely IOIs. She likes you, she's into you. This is not friend to friend, this is man to woman. You can't just do attraction. As Mystery's always said, attraction's just a vapor. It goes in the wind. So it might look good on the internet or to your friends watching. She's laughing, you're doing the push-pull, the teases, you're doing all the spikes that you've stolen from Tom Torero, and it looks amazing, but you need to play the game, the majority of the game, in comfort. So the second phase, remember, comfort. C1, C2, C3. C1 is just conversation. So after the hook point, you just have comfort and rapport, a feeling of connection. And that leads you into C2, which is more connections. So it's going from just chatty to a feeling that it's on. You get the kiss. It can happen in the first venue. It can happen in the second venue. It might even happen on the second date. But that leads you into C3 when you're bouncing her home, intimacy. You get her into a seduction location, heavy makeouts, and you're moving things to the bedroom. And then obviously, phase 3, seduction. S1 is the foreplay. S2 is dealing with the LMR. It's token LMR, it's expected. And S3 is the sweet lovemaking in the back of a van. So if you've never heard of Mystery Method and M3 before, you're thinking, what the fuck is all that about? That sounds geeky, that sounds nerdy. Well, take a look at the Day Game Blueprint from 2011. Maybe it was 2010. And then take a look at the 2018 London Day Game model, and you shall see those phases, okay? The Day Game portion of it is, surprise, surprise, mostly the attraction. So A1, A2, A3. Where we differ, remember, as Day Gamers is we open direct. But because we're expressing so much interest, which is actually an IOD, it's a bit dangerous to say to a girl, you're so hot, you're so beautiful, we take it back. So as soon as we've done the opener, we do the stack, which is breaking rapport, teasing and challenging. That's showing her in a very playful way, we're not that interested, IODs. So that's A2, RA2 if you like, and a bit of the vibing as well after the hook. Because when she hooks, she's giving you an IOI. So you know the fish is on the hook. You know you can shift into A3. Are you doing your homework? Do you remember what A3 is? Yes, baiting her to invest. So in the London Day Game model, we call that investment. You're doing open-ended questions, stealth questions. You're getting her to invest by vacuuming. You're dialing down your body language. You're folding your arms. Do you remember John Matrix used to do that? And every so often, you spike it up. You give her another little IOI, a statement of intent, so it stays out of the friend zone. Now, just a little sprinkling of C1, you could say, especially if you go on an instant date, bit of conversation. She trusts you, she feels rapport with you. You do your three things that I've always said about you. My name's Tom. I'm from the land of sheep and rain. I'm from Wales. I used to be a school teacher. You bed it down. Now, everything else in the C section is on the date. So you get the girl on the date. The London Day Game model a la attraction on the street, that's done. She likes you, she's texting you, she's come out. So first venue, it's a bit more C1, a bit more conversation, you spike it up. C2, second venue or second date, it's the connection leading to, you know, male female polarity in the kiss. And then C3, it's the bounce home, so intimacy on the sofa, the back of the van, isolation location. It's key to stop the anti-slut defense. And it might happen then, or it might happen on the second date or the third date. You get into seduction, okay? You reach that point of no return, so you got to be careful. Two steps forward, one step back. Foreplay, token LMR, and then the sweet lovemaking in the missionary position, consensual sex, as Jeffy says in his van. So, do you see what I mean? Again, if all that sounded complicated, rewind this podcast, or even better, read The Mystery Method and have the London Day Game model in front of you. Watch Beginner's Guide to Day Game or by Street Hustle. You'll see me talk about the phases. In Street Hustle, I talk a lot about Mystery Method. And I break down Mystery Method also in my first book from 2012, I think it was, called Day Game. The imaginatively titled first book of mine, Day Game. So you need to write that down, scribble it down. However you learn, if you're a visual learner, then draw it in different colors. If you learn by listening, then get the audiobook. If you learn by doing, then do a lot of pickup, get in field, I don't know, make a fucking model. But visualize this now as a map. Okay, this is the 2D map, and the girls in infield is the territory, the 3D stuff. But that's the sat nav. So, Stefan, read The Mystery Method. It's there for you. But I'm going to explore now the London Day Game model in more detail, give you some hints and tips about when you know you've done enough, when it's okay to approach, when you know attraction's finished, when you know she's hooked, when you know you should flip the script, when you know you should go for the number, when you know it's false positives, red flags, etc., etc. The dating and rather the texting and the dating and the seduction, that second phase of the M3 model and the third phase, that's a whole different thing. So I've got my what to do on a date. That's on my website. If you go to the archive, there's lots on dating. There's a section on texting as well and pulling the trigger. But let's just look at the day game today. So right from the beginning, so before you open, the pre-opener, when not to approach. Is she a cash machine? Is it really crowded and you're going to bump into people? Is it late at night and the street is not lit? Is she with a massive group of male friends? If you're brave and you've got mystery method skills, you know, night game skills, yeah, you can work the group, befriend the obstacles, etc. Is she with her dad? So I'm just not making it difficult. I'm looking for that single girl or two girls. She's got space in front of her. If you want to be a bit lazy and you've been doing a lot of pickup, did she flash you an IOI? Did she smile at you? Did her eyes sparkle? Did she flick her hair as she went past? Did she move into your lane as you're walking towards her? All those little things, pre-approach calibration. Okay, you approach. And the girl is your mirror, so make sure you left enough room, you didn't startle her, make sure you're smiling. She'll stop. If you fuck up any of those things, or you're a scruffy bastard, you're not smiling, you've got the stalker eyes, the intense face, then she'll sidestep you, she'll ignore you, she'll brush past you, she'll immediately say she's got to go, okay, because she thinks you're a beggar, or a Hare Krishna, or a Jesus freak, we used to say in Date Against the Machine, if anyone remembers that product, which was the early version of the London Day Game model after the Day Game Blueprint. You're talking to her, and how do you know that you should be stacking? Well, you've done the opener. Excuse me, I just want to say, I think you look nice. Straight into stacking. No questions, no rapport. A lot of guys start in C. A lot of guys start in comfort. You could say 99% of guys start flirting in comfort. You can't. So, do your stacking. Remember, have something to say. I've done my Day Game Dynamo on stacking. You don't look Polish. You don't look German. I'm going to say you are Japanese. I'm going to say you're from Boston, whatever. Or you look like a people person. I think you're a nurse. I think you're a teacher, a very strict teacher, etc., etc. How do you know you can stop stacking? Because, drum roll, she gives you an answer. And it's just a one-word answer. She says she's a lawyer, or she says she's from Amsterdam. That's enough. That, Stefan, you lucky bastard, Stefan, this podcast is for you. That tells you to move into vibing, and a lot of students miss it. So get your MP3, get your phone on record with your headphones around your neck, and listen to what she said. The stacking doesn't mean shit. You just want the answer. Move into vibing, okay? And now we are into A2, so we're not giving her IOIs anymore, we're giving her IODs. That means we're teasing and challenging, and we do that in our story, okay? How do we know how long the story should be? How long do we know how much we should be teasing and challenging? Well, that is until she hooks. So you keep pushing her, right? Imagine she's your little sister or a kid in the playground when you were little. You just keep shaking it up a little bit with a smile on your face and a twinkle in your eye until she giggles and she hooks. How do you know when she's hooked? She asks you a question. So the universal question you get across the world is the girl usually crosses her legs, touches her hair, scratches her arm, scratches her neck, or says to you, where are you from? Or what do you do? Or what's your name? She stops momentum, she stands still, she shows interest. That's the IOI, okay? So you're in, the fish is on the hook. Big flashing light, stop attraction. It's over, the point of attraction is to get to this point. And it feels good, I know, it's a superpower to keep going and keep teasing her and she's laughing and you tell another joke and she's laughing and you spike it up and she's laughing. You just neg her and you neg her and you neg her. It's a superpower. So if you read that really cheap PDF I wrote on Amazon called How to Flirt with Girls, it's got hundreds of these spikes, teasing, challenging spikes, and they're magic. But the problem is they're too powerful and you stay in attraction And then you get the phone number, she walks away, and the bubble pops. Okay, we used to say in Date Against the Machine. She doesn't know who you were, it was a short set, she doesn't trust you, you didn't do the essential bit. And Mystery used to say, quite rightly, and people forget this, the game is played in comfort. The game is played in comfort. Now, I don't say that a lot because most beginners are starting in comfort. So they take that to mean, oh, I'll just go up and say, hello, nice to meet you. Oh, really? You're from Germany. What part of Germany? Oh, I love Germany. We should get married. Yeah? It doesn't work. That's the hairdresser questions of doom, I call them in Street Hustle. So, only when you've got the hook point, you're going to move into comfort. And this is the clever bit, as Mystery says in A3, actually. So he puts it at the end of Attraction, which is kind of right because you're still spiking it up. You're not sitting down next to her as a sit-down artist, I say in Day Game, not a pickup artist. Most of the time you're a sit-down artist because the real stuff happens on the date or a bit on the instant date, venue one, venue two, even on your sofa back at home or in the van. But how do we flip the script? So, waypoint four after hook point, you dial down your body language. You don't smile as much, or rather smirk as much. You can fold your arms like John Matrix used to do. You ask her open-ended questions. All this is in Conversation Ninja. That's on iTunes, and it's a podcast on my YouTube channel. Just type in Tom Torero, Conversation Ninja. You get all these techniques about how to flip the script. For example, asking her the open-ended question, why? Why did you move to Berlin? What was it like growing up in Madrid? What do you do for fun? Now, you don't want to go too deep. You don't want to talk about religion or politics or her bad foot or your bad shoulder. You're keeping it light. You're telling her, remember, three things about you. That's in my version of the model. Get her to do more of the work. You're talking less and less. She should be asking you more and more. And what this is doing is bedding it down. Okay, this is key, because the more she invests, psychotherapists know this and counselors know this, the more that they get the other person to talk, the more the other person leaves that session and goes, wow, I don't know why, but I just felt such a connection with that therapist or whatever, with that person on the other end of the suicide prevention hotline at the edge of the White Cliffs of Dover. But the girl leaves the interaction thinking, oh yeah, I know that guy now. He's not just a kind of a Jim Carrey guy, Matrix used to say. He was real. So he did the attraction stuff. He's really cool. He's really brave. He's really funny. He didn't take me seriously. But his name's Tom, he's from Wales, he used to be a primary school teacher. Now he drives a creepy van around. Okay, I know who it is. And I feel really connected to him, even though it was just a few minutes, because I don't know why. That's what the girl would be thinking. We know why, because she fucking invested. Okay, how many minutes should the perfect average Day Game set be? And this is the same, I've tested it from Brazil to Colombia to Canada to South Africa to Singapore to Tokyo. What's the perfect length? It is 7 minutes. 7 to 10 minutes ish. Okay, over 10 minutes, too much comfort. Under 5 minutes, you just did Attraction, bubble bursts. It's around 7 minutes, which is A1, A2, A3, C1, a little bit of C1, I would say. And then pedal to the metal, as we say, and close strong. So I'd like to do another statement of intent, SOI. I've made a video on that. Close strong, not as friend to friend, but as man to woman. And there you have it. How do you know whether it's a real boyfriend or not? I've made a video called I Have a Boyfriend. I would just assume, who cares, right? I would just assume that she's into you because she hooked. So you don't know whether she's lying or it's a kind of on-off boyfriend or it's a friend with benefits, whatever. If she blows you out immediately, I have a boyfriend, or a guy comes over, okay, eject, whatever. But at the end, remember what to do if she says she has a boyfriend. You say, it's okay, I don't want to be your boyfriend. Anyway, how do I spell your name? Okay, it's the same with when she says, I have to go. Matrix used to, oh, by the way, someone else emailed me today, is Matrix, John Matrix, the guy I used to teach all this stuff with. Is he coming on a podcast? I chatted to John and quite honestly, he said he's no longer into Day Game because he's had a girlfriend for ages. He wouldn't mind coming on and talking about spiritual things or healthy living things, but he didn't want to talk about Day Game. I understand that. But there's loads of Johns still online. If you don't know who I'm talking about, YouTube, John as in J-O-N, Matrix as in M-A-T-R-I-X. I hope there's some of him in field, because he came up with a lot of this stuff about shifting down gears from attraction. And he always used to tell me, Tom, she's hooked. Shut the fuck up. S-T-F-U. Dial down. And John had a really good poker face, because he was a poker player. I think he still is a poker player. And he would be brilliant at getting the girl to invest. He would be brilliant as well at overcoming shit tests, holding the frame, closing strong. Does that all make sense? Is that all too much for you? If the answer is yes, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, then on my blog with this podcast, I will link some beginner stuff, okay? Beginner day game. That takes you through the very basics of the London Day Game model. And it's not just me waffling, coming in your ears. It's two students, one of them in his 40s, one a greenhorn, very nervous day gamer. We take them in field, Craig and I, and we film them going through phase one, section one, open, section two, stack, section three, vibe, section four, invest, section five, close. Little technical point to add on for you intermediates. Where does the instant date come into all of this? Is the instant date a date? And if you've seen my video on instant dates, you'll know that the answer really is no. And the problem with instant dates is that it's too much C1, you could say, after a blast of attraction, and then you kill it by comfort quicksand. You sink into best friend, chody, half an hour coffee, which she enjoys. Girls love talking to you as best friends. And then she goes home and the sparkle's gone. And she won't come out on a date, weirdly. So I saw a higher hit rate, not as in death, but as in a notch, by me not doing the instant date than by me doing it. Now, on Stealth Seduction, when I do instant dates, it's because I'm going for the same day lay. So I do the day game bit, then the instant date, then bar one, bar two, home. Or you see, with one girl, I just do the day game, a Costa coffee, and then straight back to mine. It's a very fast pull. It's a very fast notch, same day late. That's on Stealth Seduction. That's the plug. Get some diesel in the van, okay? One digital copy sales of Stealth Seduction will keep the van tank full. It'll be a nice refill for me, so thank you. For beginners, should you do instant dates? Yes, because your numbers will be weak. Your sets will be short. So it's good face-to-face time. You can practice all the conversational stuff that's in Conversation Ninja. You can be calm. You can get used to being around hot girls. So yeah, but after a while, if your day game's good and you've got that 7 minutes in, you can do that blast of attraction. That attraction, by the way, A1, A2, that's about 2-3 minutes. And as I said in my recent Chuck Norris video, you do the work, my friend. Don't be a lazy fucker. Too many guys, even guys that have been doing it for ages, they tell me they do day game, and then I watch them or listen to them, and their day game is this. They just go, hey, excuse me, I think you look nice. You look German. That's meant to be the sound of the tumbleweed, you know? That's all they've got. They've done 2,000 sets. That's all they've got. What would Mystery say to you? He'd say, you lazy fucker, learn the attraction material. Right, you'd be mad to go on stage at a comedy store and have nothing prepared. Okay, if you're a top improviser, if you're a top freestyler, you could get away with it. You might know Paul Merton if you're British. Somebody with real quick wit, yeah? Maybe Louis C.K. could do it, maybe Chris Rock could do it, but you can't, you're a beginner. So learn something, learn a stack, learn some stories, learn a backup stack. This is all for free on Day Game Dynamo. So just type into my channel, Day Game Dynamo, and you'll get it all for free. The attraction's the hard thing. The comfort's a piece of piss as long as you shut up. My problem is shutting up because you have too many stories and you keep going with the spikes. The seduction, okay, that just takes balls. You know what to do because you were born with it, all right? You're horny. You know what to do. You're just fearful. So getting her back to yours, that creates anxiety. Heavy makeouts, knowing when to not cross the line, that takes practice. And then getting her into your bedroom, pulling the trigger, dealing with token LMR and ASD, that takes experience and balls as well. but we are coming up to half an hour. That flew by. That was probably my most value-rich podcast, to be honest. You could buy nothing else. You could watch nothing else. You just listen to that on repeat, because I've gone through everything. The day game. I haven't done the texting, actually. But if your day game's good, you don't need the texting. She'll come out. I've done most of the dating, and I've done the seduction. But your homework for this week and for the rest of your pickup career is to read The Mystery Method, the foundation for all the stuff that came after. Okay? Anyway, no more driving for today, but tomorrow I'll be in the capital city of Poland collecting my things, and then I'll be off again. But thank God I'm here. Cheers for all your support on following my Black Sheep Bandit adventures. And if you want to support what I do, me to keep going with this video project and these podcasts, then buy a book, buy Stealth Seduction, whatever. But from Poland, from the Love Wagon, I shall say do widzenia. Goodbye.